When you see students come from other more rural areas, do some of them come to you without being able to read?
Yes, and we have some that come from rural areas that have programs similar to ours that actually, you know, are really good readers, and we have some that come from urban areas. It just depends on the district and what initiatives they're doing to make sure that students are readers.
How big of a role do parents play in all this in helping children learn how to read?
It's a major process. We were really sure that any student that receives intervention, that the parents are informed of that, and they receive updates on the student's progress. But more importantly, we want to make sure that we give them tools that they need to help the student at home.
Whenever you come across a child who cannot read anything, and let's say they're in third grade, fourth grade, whatever grade it may be, are the parents able to read? I mean, are you able to get down with them and find out if they're able to read themselves?
Many times the parents aren't able to read because learning disabilities or reading disabilities are highly heritable. And what that means is it has been identified as being genetic. And so many times students who can't read do have parents who can't read as well.
Do you forward them over to Read to Succeed? Do you help them out?
Oh, yes, there are some adult programs here in town we do refer the parents to that. We have social workers in our district who are really good at knowing those resources.
Again, Carissa Brooks with us, and she is with the Reading and Intervention Program with the Murfreesboro City Schools. And also with us this morning, Karen Hawkins, the curriculum coordinator for the city schools. And I understand you got a big technology push coming up, which I guess is going to roll out this year?
It's rolling out right now. We are working with our technology department to get computers in the classrooms as we speak. And we have about 5,000 devices that are coming into Murfreesboro City Schools in K through 6th grade.
Now, so, I noticed you said devices. You didn't specifically say computers or desktops or anything like that. So you're talking, what, iPads, everything?
In kindergarten and first grade, the students will have access to iPads. We are putting one iPad for every two students in the classroom. So if I'm in a classroom of 20, there are going to be 10 iPads in that classroom. In grades 2 through 6, they're getting laptops, and so we at the same ratio. So a classroom of 20 or 24 would have 10 to 12 laptops in that computer in that classroom.
My daughter's in fourth grade, but she's at a county school. But at the county school, I know that she can check out iPads and use them in her classroom. They're in the library, I believe. Is that going to be kind of the same situation where students check it out, but within the classroom?
It will be just in the classroom, and teachers won't have to go down to the hall and check them out and bring them to the classroom. And let's say they're working on a project where everyone in the classroom needed a laptop or everyone needed an iPad, then they could coordinate with the teacher next door and bring another set of computers into their classroom, and then they have a full class set. So we basically are doing away with all of our computer labs across the district, and we're getting rid of some really, really old technology that we've had.
I remember my first computer class was at a Central Middle School in, I think, 8th grade, and it was all DOS-based, but it was totally useless. I mean, looking back today, the class, I didn't even need it, you know? But right. Today, are you finding that kids already know most of everything about computers when they roll in there? I mean, when they get to school, or are you teaching them new things about computers?
Well, I think students know how to move around and how to play games and how to do certain things with computers. But to really work with students to help them use that computer to learn, there needs to be some instruction on how to be safe with a computer, how to do searches and rule out things that may or may not be true when they're doing that research. So there's a lot of work that the teachers need to do to help the students accomplish the goals that we want to accomplish. And that's to help them with their reading, math, and social studies and research skills and collaboration. So those are the kind of things that our students typically do not know when they come to us.
There's so much false information out there that's online.
Yeah.
I'm sure that makes it difficult for kids who are writing maybe a book report on something and they go online to do some research and they find false information, they put that into their report. But you're teaching kids how to go about finding the correct information.
Yes, and really know where to go for reliable sources. I mean, I know where to go when I'm looking for certain things to see if it's true or not, because sometimes you hear information and you're wondering, is that really true or not? So you have to go to a reliable source to see if it is. And that's the kind of thing that we want our students to know as well. We also want them to be good writers and learn how to write and keyboard and write papers on the computer. And I don't think they have a lot of experience with that, with what they're doing with computers at home.
No, no, you're right. I mean, Instagram, for example, they're writing, you know, half sentences. They're not writing like they used, like kids used to write.
Right. And I don't think that's all bad. I think that we certainly have, students have learned to communicate through writing. We just have to refine it and make it a product that we can use in school and that they can use to write a letter to someone that's really important.
Do you foresee in the future every child in the classroom having something like an iPad in order to read books on, and then that iPad or whatever it may be, whatever kind of tablet it may be, going with them from year to year?
It's hard to foresee what's going to happen. Who would have thought, you know, 5 years ago that our technology would look like it looks today? But in the future, you know, I think about myself. I have a laptop. I have a cell phone. I have all these devices that I use to do my work. And I almost think it'll be that way for our students in the future. Who knows? The technology keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller. I think now they have a watch that, you know, will do all kinds of things for us. But our cell phone does a lot.
What are you seeing at other school systems? I mean, I'm sure you go to conventions each year where you're meeting with other teachers and educators. What are some of the other systems doing as far as technology goes?
Well, it varies. We see a lot, and we had a model in our district that served us for several years where we had 5 computers in each classroom. But I think the trend is trying to get more of these mobile devices into a classroom is what I'm seeing. I haven't seen many districts that are bringing in as many as we are at one time. So we're very fortunate that our school board and that the city council supported this and provided the funding for us to have this technology coming in.
Do you foresee these iPads that you guys are getting in? Or I assume they're iPads. That's going to be the main thing you're getting in, and laptops, right?
Yes.
Do you foresee these lasting a number of years? Because it's hard for me to imagine a bunch of little kids with things like tablet computers, I can't picture them lasting too long.
Well, our hope is they're going to last 4 years. You know, that's what we're hoping to get out of them, that we'll have pretty strong technology for 4 years. But we're also putting on those iPads OtterBoxes that will, you know, just, it takes about 20 minutes to get the OtterBox on the computer so that if students drop it, if they spill something on it, it has a level of protection. So we've done a lot to try to protect it. And our laptops in grades 2 through 6, we have warranty on them. So even against accident, if students drop them, if something happens, then we have a warranty that will replace that computer.
Are these tablet computers and also the laptops being taken home with the students?
No, we're keeping them at school at this time.
Will that happen in the future?
Not in the near future. We're keeping them at school, and we just have to kind of weigh that down the road.
Are kids in elementary school, are they having to write papers yet on computer? I mean, are there requirements that have them type things out as opposed to writing out?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, in February, all of our fifth graders will be taking a writing test that is online on the computer. So we're really hoping and praying we get all of these machines in so that our students will have the technology they need to complete this test on this for the state, that the state's requiring. And then next year, all of our testing is, according to Tennessee, is going to be online. Our traditional TCAP testing, our writing testing, all of that's going to be online. So it's very important that we start now to prepare the students to be ready for this test in the future.
Again, with us this morning, Karen Hawkins and also Carissa Brooks, both with the Murfreesboro City Schools. Carissa, how does all this technology play into reading?
It's a really big undertaking for reading, because one of the things in reading is very multifaceted, and children learn in many different ways. And so my belief is that with the new technology, children who haven't learned in the traditional textbook type ways will be better able to learn. The other thing is that the district has purchased some intervention programs that students can work on in their downtime and really focuses in on what skills they're lacking in technology. Now, I want to balance that with when students really fall into that lower percentage and they go see an academic interventionist, they will be getting direct systematic instruction from the teacher. So that technology won't be used during that intervention time. But in transition times, we really can use that technology to help with intervention.
Teachers, both in the county schools and also the city schools, are sending kids home with extra credit assignments that are online already. You know, maybe doing some extra math problems online from a particular website that the city is okay with. But some kids out there, do they still not have access to a home computer?
Yes, and we're really caution teachers to be careful about what the expectations are with homework. Karen always says homework often measures how well home works. And so we have to be really careful that if we make those kind of assignments, that there's time during the day that students can complete those tasks if they don't have that technology at home.
Even if they're extra credit?
Correct. Yes, because they should be able to have that same extra credit opportunity.
So I guess theoretically a child could be able to go to the library at school and do the extra credit assignment there if needed.
Right, and with our technology, they would have it right there in the classroom as well.
Yeah, computers in every classroom, I mean, that's something that has been talked about for years. And, I mean, you have computers in every classroom, but now you're talking about tablets in every classroom, and I don't know what it's going to be next, but I'm sure there's going to be something else that comes around that is going to be in the classrooms as well.
Well, and our charge is to make sure that that the classroom looks like what students are going to have to do once they leave the classroom. And there's not many people now that don't work using that type of technology. As Karen mentioned, all the devices we have to really make sure that our work gets done, the students are going to be expected to do those kind of things as well.
Yeah, you know, looking back, as again, how we started off this program, I said that whenever I was at Central Middle School, I was using a DOS-based computer in a computer class, and today that's just totally obsolete, needless. I wonder if some of the things that kids are learning on computer will be obsolete, you know, 10 years down the road.
Well, and one of the big things we talk about in our district is teaching kids how to think and how to problem solve, because we are preparing kids for jobs that don't exist yet. But if they can think and problem solve, then they can stay with those times.
Of course, that's been true for years and years, I guess.
It is. It is. And I remember the DOS at Central Middle School, too. And the only thing I could do was make it write my name over and over again. You know?
Yeah, you know, we were supposed to put together some kind of picture, I think.
I don't know how some dot matrix out. I remember.
Really impressive looking, I'm
right,
sure.
Right.
Yeah. And then you use the printer, and the printer is just, wow, that's low tech.
We've come a long way.
Definitely so. So the bottom line is, you're teaching the same things that, you know, teachers have taught for years and years, and that is problem solving and things like that. So the underlying workings of school are pretty much the same, aren't they?
They would be. And I think that a lot of the technology skills will be embedded into the curriculum. So if I'm teaching reading, then there's certain things that my students would need to know to access a certain program or to complete a certain task. So I would teach those in the context of the curriculum that I'm working in. So I don't think we'll have like a computer class where students come and they learn all about the parts of the computer. That's really not our goal. Our goal is to help them access the curriculum and learn it in a way that is engaging and that helps them learn that material faster. And we believe technology is one tool that can help students do that.
Again, our guests today have been Karen Hawkins and also Carissa Brooks, both with the Murfreesboro City Schools. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.